Yeah, nice to meet you, Cherry. Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues that are affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio,
no.
Internet, or television? Thank you, ma'am. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50, you will not vote.
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, can you please tell me what is your age, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages?
65.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, a white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
Done. Thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, ma'am, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. And now I'm going through with you real quick a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, can you please tell me on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on? Use a 10 if it's the most important, and 0 if it's not important at all. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs for 0 to 10. How important is that issue?
10.
And creating more affordable housing. What number?
10.
Securing the southern border?
0.
Okay. And reducing crime?
3.
Okay. And creating more jobs and raising wages?
8.
And tackling climate change? From 0 to 10.
10.
Protecting abortion rights.
10.
Lowering taxes.
Probably an 8.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means neither, okay? Now, any number from 0 to 10, and if you never heard of the person or don't recognize the name, you let me know. Ron Wyden, from 0 to 100?
Probably 50.
Okay. Lori Chavez de Ramirez, 0 to 100.
Don't know.
Okay. Can you pick up a number, just for the sake of our research? 0, since you don't know her?
50.
Okay. And 50, J.D.
Zero.
Thank you. J.D. Vance? Recognize
say zero.
Okay.
No, don't.
Donald Trump?
Oh, 0.
Okay. And MAGA Republicans?
Say that again?
MAGA Republicans? How do you feel about that organization for 0 to 100?
0.
Okay.
0.
Democrats in Congress in general?
Probably 50.
And Janelle Bynum?
Who?
Janelle Bynum. Have you heard of her?
Don't know.
Okay.
No.
Do you want a number? Should I pick for her?
0.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
10. 100.
Oh, 100, okay. And Kamala Harris? From 0 to 100?
100.
And Republicans in Congress?
0.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, man, but where is the election for president we held today? Would you vote for a Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or an Independent Cornel West?
Biden.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat, Janelle Bynum, or Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez?
Democrat.
Thank you. Yeah, that's Janelle. Okay, thank you. Now, even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, but what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in the 2024 election? Is there a first change, a small, just a very slight change, or no change at all that you will support Ms. de Remer?
Slight change.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Now, I know, I'm sorry, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as the president?
Approve.
Thank you. Approve strongly, somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And I know that you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Redimir is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I want to read you a little bit more about information, the two candidates running for Congress, okay? And the first one is Lori Chavez, Lori Chavez, okay? It says, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community, and Ceylon Key has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our communities safer. She's not afraid to get against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. In Congress, she will stand up to extremists and both parties to deliver for Oregon families. Second one, as a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old device politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done to Oregon families. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you once again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or the Republican Lori Chavez de Remer? Or are you on the side
Democrat
here? Please say. Okay, thank you. Now, okay, here we go. Now, specifically, what stuck up the most when I talk about Janelle Bynum, if anything? Just one thing, if you can recall.
I don't recall. Probably affordable housing.
Affordable housing. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. Can you please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10? 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle. I know you supporting her, but just that I'm required to read verbatim, okay, ma'am? So thank you for your patience. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason to support her for Congress, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason. Now, here we go. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat, and it doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She said politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change his way because he's no longer serving us. And she's done in what she's done in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find a practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. How convincing is that statement for you to support her for 0 to 10?
Very convincing, 10.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on the issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still a law. In Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. But 0 to 10.
10.
Janelle Bynum Janelle Bynum is sick of what's happening to our neighborhoods, and there are partisan games to continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted to measure 110 and thought she had a good intention, but she has seen how disastrous has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with the Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. For 0 to 10.
10.
Janelle Bynum has ears. I'm sorry, Janelle Bynum ears. Politicians say our economy is getting better. But as a working mother and four, a working mother of four and a local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children cannot afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs are not cutting it. That's why her home business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they needed to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. From 0 to 10.
Dan.
Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change opinions. And let me ask you once again, for Congress, if the election were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori?
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Ramirez. Can you please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting, let's say for the sake of argument, if you will, but a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, and not at all. Here's the comments they make about her. Lori Chavez de Ramirez sold herself to the district as a different kind of Republican in order to win a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. And she has not done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win. She knew what she needed to do to win. Then got to Washington and towed the party line. A great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all concerned about that. If you had any, okay. Now, I'm sorry, the question, my apologies. The question is, if that statement is going to raise some doubts or concerns about supporting her. So still, quite a bit?
Quite a bit.
Okay. Now, Lori Chavez de Ramirez is out of touch, multimillionaire. Who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill for limos, to luxury trips, to golf. She spent her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Now I'm going to ask you, if the election for Congress will help, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or the Republican Lori?
Democrat.
Okay, the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, some college, college graduate, postgraduate?
College graduate.
Thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household or a member of the union or employee association, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you, ma'am, very much. I appreciate you taking the time. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.